now it's time to introduce you to
the wonderful,
the truly sublime
Twissia 107.3.
Is the name of the new RBG record that's soon to be released, maybe at the end of April, hopefully. When you were writing the record, compared to what's currently happening at the moment and everyone having to rethink their way of life, does the record still translate well into this current world that we currently inhabit?
I think so. I've been thinking about this recently because I suppose that everybody who makes anything at the moment is probably thinking the same thing, because it's like suddenly 2 weeks later and the world has changed, you know? Definitely the album was to do a lot with me kind of like isolating and backing away from society. So I suppose, like, now everybody is in the same place that I was maybe 2 years ago when I wrote some of the songs.
Did you start writing the records pretty much straight after A Quality of Mercy was released?
Yes, some of it is that old. Some of it's not as old, but a few of the songs we started playing not long after we launched the first record.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I was having a wander through the world of the internet, and I happened to stumble across an old interview, and you mentioned back when RBG was first coming together, you wanted to be a sort of Echo and the Bunnymen type of band.
Yeah, totally.
Does that still apply at the moment as well? Have you kind of maybe veered into a new aesthetic that would suit what you're currently doing?
Yeah, I think our aesthetics changed. We just kind of started this band and we liked Echo and the Bunnymen, and it sort of was like a bit of a model for us to kind of base ourselves on.
Mm.
But after a while of that, you kind of get a bit sick of it, I suppose. So I think things have changed. No matter what I do, people are still going to compare us to classic 80s Australian bands.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because I love those bands, but at the same time, I definitely think that we've kind of forged our own path. Something that has changed.
For this record, as much as from the get-go you didn't want to write boring grunge songs, you wanted to do something that was more introspective, but I feel like for Feral, you've even moved away from that further, and you've started writing almost in a way from a character perspective of sorts.
Yeah.
Is it easier to write music if you detach yourself from it?
Yeah, I think so. I think definitely. Everybody sort of likes the idea of like tortured artists.
And, of course, yes.
You know, all this kind of thing. But, like, the truth of the matter is, if you go looking, like, too deep into your fucking brain to, like, find a song, then you're going to get depressed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the songs I write are sort of, like, have to be when I'm quite in a good mood, even though they are depressing songs. The characters are good. Characters are kind of, you can play around with characters a bit. You can put enough of yourself into a character to kind of, you know, make it about you as well as being about something else outside of you.
Listening through the record, my favorite track at the moment definitely has to be Christian Neurosurgeon. Especially considering, like, because I went to a Catholic high school and there was a incredibly blurred line between what was science and what was blasphemy. And I love the line, "Have you found the cross in the medulla?" The medulla oblongata. Yes. like, for you, when it comes to writing music, what essentially comes first? Is it the chord structure or is it the lyrics? Do you find yourself writing random sentences in notebooks or pieces of paper, wherever they can be?
Yeah, sometimes. I like to have a good opening line. If you look at any of our songs, you know, the first line's usually probably the best line of the song. I like to think about that and just how to start a song. Sometimes I write little bits and pieces down in my phone or like on a piece of paper, and I usually just kind of build everything around that. I don't really kind of go looking for something, and that's the problem, you know. I have good ideas for songs, but they sort of never come to fruition. Just kind of go with it, I suppose, and I'd rather it sound poppy and fun than anything.
Is there a current favorite song of yours on the new record?
I like Little Sharky and the White Pointer Sisters, I suppose, just because before, you know, this forced hiatus, we started playing that live. Like when we were playing the shows with the Pixies, and I was like, oh, I'm really excited to play this song live. It just felt really fun. Like it was the one where, like, when we were playing it, people looked as if they could almost dance, you know? like when we play in Sydney, it's like, because I know that Sydney people do like to dance while they're watching like live music somewhat, but I always watch people trying to groove to our music, but they just can't quite do it.
Yeah.
But Little Sharpie is the closest I've ever gotten to like having people dance to a song I've written.
Cool. I like to sway, but that's really about the extent of my dancing prowess. So.
Swaying's great though. Swaying's great. Melbourne, it's like sometimes, because Melbourne's got, you know, this reputation for people standing really still. A lot of international bands, you know, come to Melbourne, or Australian bands come to Melbourne. They're used to people being like, yeah, they come to Melbourne. They're like, do we just play like a really terrible show? Because people are quite brutal, but that's kind of the charm of it, I suppose, as well.
The audience working against you kind of almost works for you in some twisted way.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, I've always wanted to get a reaction out of people, and I suppose the drama in our music is trying to get a reaction out of a Melbourne crowd.
You worked with a overseas engineer on this record, a fellow by the name of Victor von Voot, I think is how his name is pronounced. I'm not exactly...
I don't know.
Okay.
I asked him, and he was like, he just kind of went off on this tangent about how it was pronounced all these different ways, and he didn't actually tell me how it was pronounced. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll never know.
How long did it take to lay this record down?
We definitely took a couple of weeks of time out of it, for sure.
I did go back to listen to A Quality of Mercy the other day. There's definitely much more of a presence of the band on this record compared to...
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, A Quality of Mercy was done on the cheap in a bar. This was a studio. So yeah, we did take our time with it, I think, but it was a lot more about getting the best take rather than like putting a whole bunch of guitars over it.
Do you miss the aesthetic of just doodling in your own bedroom and just laying down lo-fi tracks?
I still do it. I don't think I'm ever going to stop doing that.
Cool.
Like, it's how I kind of get my ideas out for songs and stuff, is by, yeah, making little demos and stuff. But I mean, I can't go into a studio every week. I don't have the ear for it. Like, okay. I make little things to myself. Like, the rest of the band has an ear for music, like, which is why everything really works well with us, I think, because I'm good at writing lyrics and assembling chords together. But as for, like, the kind of minute kind of differences and things and tone and stuff, I'm deaf to that. It's got its head in a garbage can. I say it's looking for love.
I only want you to see the things that are... Throwing back briefly to your previous record, A Quality of Mercy, the title track of that one, you said at the time, was one of the most political songs that you've really ever written. So do you find that any of the current songs on Feral kind of flirt with that territory as well? Or are you trying to, I guess, keep your mind at ease and not worry about what's happening in that world of the political elites of sorts?
I guess, you know, the personal is the political for me, really. Like, because people will get bored at you if you try to write something overtly political. Like, I've learned this. People don't like political songs that are preachy. A lot of people.
Yeah.
And so I try to write stuff that is accessible but sort of has a bit of a political undertone to it. Like, I'm trying to be a bit subversive, I suppose. You know, I don't want to focus on how terrible everything is. I want to focus on being a better person and trying to make it less bad.
The name of the record is called Feral. What does that title mean to you at the moment?
I don't know. Like, I've been trying to kind of express it, I suppose. I feel like doing all this, playing music and stuff, I feel, it's been quite hard maybe in the last few years. It's really taken a lot out of me, and it's made me go a bit strange maybe, or something like that. I just feel that, like, this is a very isolated kind of album, and the song sort of reflects the word feral. It's like sort of being outside of something and trying to get back to the thing that you're, you know, currently outside of.